College advisor Diego Mancha Dominguez's phone buzzed with texts and calls when news broke about the Supreme Court decision. He says it was a burst of relief for him and his family.
Because this has been something that had been holding over, like, it's kind of like a cloud, just kind of like a cloud that had been over us. And you know, for now, at least, we get to see some sun.
Mancha Dominguez has had a DACA permit since 2012, the year he turned 18. He says being able to legally work has helped his family climb the socioeconomic ladder. It also lets him work at Northwest Vista College, advising undocumented students.
My goal is, you know, every day to kind of try to support students moving forward and really just kind of serve as an example that you can do it. Because I think growing up, I'm from the northwest side of San Antonio. I didn't know that anyone in my school was undocumented. It was not something that I was told that I could speak about.
But he says he's trying not to be too excited because it's a temporary win, and there are still a lot of undocumented people without the same access he has.
I want this to include people who work cleaning, working construction, people that are working in every facet of this country but don't get recognition and are always labeled as being less than or being criminals. These are people that are hardworking that really just deserve an opportunity, and that's what I want to see.
Dual language teacher Maria Rocha says she feels safer from deportation today than she did before the Supreme Court ruling, but she still doesn't feel safe enough to cross state lines or attend Black Lives Matter protests.
As much as I love to be vocal and peacefully protest these issues, I've kind of stayed behind because I've heard of different DACA recipients who have been out past curfew and are being in possible deportation settings.
She says the decision was a small victory, but there's a long ways to go. Although her DACA status allows her to work for San Antonio ISD and theoretically protects her from deportation, she has to ask the government to give her new permission to stay every 2 years.
We've been conditioned to not be able to think long term because there is no long term solution for us yet.
And she still knows many people who don't have DACA status and can't work or drive legally. Friends and family members and parents of her students who were either too old to qualify or haven't been able to apply while DACA was put on hold.
So it still affects me personally because people close to me are being affected.
She wants to see a permanent solution to bring them out of the shadows as well. Rocha and Mancha Dominguez are both graduates of the University of Texas at San Antonio. 2 years ago, UTSA created a Dreamer Resource Center for undocumented students like they once were. Courtney Balderas-Jacob, the center's assistant director, says the Supreme Court decision has created a sliver of stability for her students.
It means that now they won't be hopefully targeted for removal at this point, and that impacts an entire community.
It also makes it more likely that her December graduates will be able to find a job amid all of the uncertainty caused by the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.